The UN says food in Afghanistan could run out in just a month, and there isn't enough cash to buy basic supplies. It's warning of a humanitarian catastrophe. Speaking from Kabul on Wednesday, the UN's humanitarian coordinator in the country said one in three Afghans is facing hunger.
The situation in Afghanistan from a humanitarian perspective continues to be extremely tense. As I speak to you today from Kabul, more than half of the Afghan children do not know that we will have a meal tonight or not. And that's the reality of the situation we're facing on the ground. So we're extremely concerned about the future of the social sector, as there will be obvious limitations in our ability to see salaries of the teachers and education workers and those social sector workers being paid, because most of the budget which used to pay those salaries has actually came from the foreign aid, and right now we do not have budgetary provisions to cover those aspects of work.
The Taliban has surrounded the only province resisting its rule, and talks to negotiate a settlement have failed. The rugged mountain area of Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley is north of Kabul. People there resisted Taliban rule during the 1990s. Dozens of people were killed on Tuesday when Taliban forces launched a renewed assault on Panjshir. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to stop the implementation of an extreme abortion law that's been enacted in Texas. It bans most terminations by prohibiting the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That includes cases of rape and incest. A group of gunmen has abducted 73 students in northwest Nigeria. The children have been taken from a secondary school in the remote village of Kaya in Zamfara State. All schools in the state have been ordered to close. More than 1,000 students have been kidnapped in Nigeria since December. Tropical storm Ida has brought flooding to the U.S. East Coast. There are reports of homes being destroyed in New Jersey. And in New York City, a state of emergency has been declared after record-breaking rain led to flooding there. It comes 4 days after Ida made landfall in the southern state of Louisiana as a powerful Category 4 hurricane, but it's now weakened.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.